I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A sunny sky in store for us today. We'll see a high near 60 degrees. Governor Bruce Rauner has proposed a budget that has a $4.6 billion gap between what he wants to spend and how much tax money Illinois expects to collect. Brian Mackey explains what's behind the numbers.
With an apparent $4.5 billion gap, how could the governor tell lawmakers?
Today, we present you with a balanced budget that shows what is possible if we all come together.
Turns out his idea of working together is literally a line item in his budget, worth, yes, $4.6 billion. In a briefing, Rauner's budget director explained that the number represents what Illinois government could reap in higher taxes, economic growth, and so-called reforms if the legislature accedes to the governor's political and economic demands. Without that and other cuts Rauner is pushing, the deficit for next year alone could exceed $7 billion. I'm Brian Mackey.
Next year's election may already be weighing on the minds of Illinois lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner. Paul Simon Public Policy Institute analyst John Jackson says the Senate's so-called grand bargain got an endorsement from the governor in yesterday's budget address. But he says all parties are going to want something to take home to voters over the next several months.
There's enough in there for everyone to brag on. You can go home and claim in this area, for example, that you got the okay for the casino at Walker's Bluff. You got things for the schools. And so that's the way the legislative process has to work.
Jackson says there are still big issues to tackle, including taxes and higher education funding. But he says there appears to be an air of collaboration in Springfield right now. SIU's president says Governor Rauner's budget gives him hope that a compromise may be on the horizon when it comes to a state spending plan. Randy Dunn says the budget impasse has gone on for too long, and people all over the state are hurting as a result. He says there is an air of compromise in Springfield, and he hopes that continues.
Whether it's elected officials, thought leaders, policymakers, people understand that the time is now to get this figured out. And we take that as a good sign. And this is in a bipartisan fashion out of both chambers. People know that we cannot keep going the way we're going.
Still, Dunn says a potential cut to higher education spending will be a difficult pill for colleges and universities to take, but a possible increase in MAP grant funding may help ease students' pain. Dunn says the budget address is always just one step in the process, and he's taking this year's proposal in much the same way. Missouri Republican Governor Eric Greitens has appointed three people to the University of Missouri's system governing board. Greitens yesterday picked former Mizzou linebacker Daryl Chapman, a Democrat, and also appointed Republicans Jeffrey Lehman and Jamie Farmer to the governing board. We're going to see sunshine today and a high near 60. I'm Jennifer Fuller.